Hello. Today we're going to create a custom inspector for Unity. Alright, so let's create a new C# script. We're going to attach this to our custom inspector. Alright, so the first thing we're going to want to do is create a header. Let's just call this header variables. And why don't we go ahead and we'll create a few public variables that we can access. So we'll create a float, a string, an int, and a boolean. Alright, so now if we go back to our custom inspector game object, we can see here that we've got our header, and we've got our string, float, integer, and boolean. Alright, so let's add some more stuff. Okay, so the next thing we're going to create are some sliders. So a new header, we'll call it sliders. And then we're going to add some more public variables, but this time let's add range in front of them. Range is looking for a min and a max value here. Alright, perfect. So let's go back to Unity and let's just test. And there they are. We should have three ranges. Excellent. Okay, so let's say we need a dropdown. The first thing I'm going to do is create an enum. And that's going to be a list of items with the string name so we can see it in our dropdown. Now please note that 1 does not equal 0 and 2 does not equal 1. Those numbers are just a numeric order in this selection. Now we'll create a new header for our dropdown, and we're going to create a new selector with a default value of 1. Now let's go back to Unity and test that. Alright, so let's say you wanted some spacing in between variables. Let's create a new header for this section. So now after our first variable, let's add a space, and we're going to give it just 5 pixels. Put a new variable, and then we'll add one more space, and we'll give it 10 pixels. All right, so back in Unity, we see 5 pixel difference between the first two and a 10 pixel difference between the second two. Okay, so let's say we wanted to display some colors in our inspector. So we'll do a new header, and we're going to reference Unity's color, call it RGBA, because that's what we're using here. And then let's also do a gradient. We'll just call it gradient. Now we can see that RGBA is there. And gradient, we'll give it a first color of black and an ending color of white. And then you can see down there that the color shifts between the two. Okay. So we've been using public variables, but let's say you didn't want to expose those and you want to just use privates. So in order to do that, we have to use a thing called serialize field. So before we put serialize field, and you'll see here it pops up, there it is. Private integer. Okay, so we'll give this a new section. We'll call it private variables. And just as a note, you have to put serialized field in front of every private variable. That's it. Thank you for watching.